Now we're coming up on the part that where they basically the only time you ever hear the Speed Racer theme, and I love it. It's just not used nearly enough. I would have liked to have heard it at least once more somewhere in the movie, but I love the part it's used over.
I mean, there are little variations.
There are variations throughout, but like this is like
this is, I have no. Yeah, it's like, I think when it's used really well, and I think that's the important thing. This is the, by the way, this is the cave that Rex supposed had the crash in, back when he was racing, so.
Not too different from driving on the Atlanta Highway, is it, Glenn?
Nah. There's a little bit of difference.
Yeah.
Can't, like, blow up your opponent.
No.
On the highway, unfortunately.
I wish you could go over them, though.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that would be the solution to Atlanta's traffic problem. 360-degree road.
Right. One long tunnel for up there to the high.
Yeah, let's just make it like double decker or something, right?
This could be it for Speed Racer.
Dun dun dun.
This might be my favorite part of the movie right here.
I'd like to try that sometime, see if it works.
Yeah. You do that, Brian. Let's see how it goes.
You know, I don't know about you, but I mean, yeah.
Oh, Speed Racer. You want to sing along to that.
No, I really didn't.
You went from
just
there.
Because I figured you would.
Right there.
Yeah, it is. It's like
that's one way of doing it.
It's like one of my favorite parts of the sequence. I just like how insane Snake Oiler gets. Like, he just goes completely off the deep end. Like, I am so pissed off at you. I'm just gonna take this gun out.
Yeah. No regard to the ramifications whatsoever.
That's my second favorite part. Where it goes back and forth. From.
What? That's the last we've seen of Snake Oil. Or is it? No,
really. Yeah, it is.
Well, at least he survived for the crappy sequel anyway.
Speed Racer 2, The Rise of Chin Chin. Completely bypassing the bridle there.
Here's the pose.
There's the stock market, and boy, I bet we kind of wish it would do that now. Not to get too down, but.
Yeah.
Let's not bring up depressing things for your movie.
Yeah.
I'm so much funnier than you guys think I am. Give me credit for it.
Eh.
I really kind of am. I'm sorry.
You say stuff like that all the time. I just don't see it.
I'm just trying to point out that like I am in fact I'm funnier than you guys think I am.
If you have to point it out,
there's something wrong with you guys. If I have to point it out.
Oh God. Wow. Are we really going to go there?
No, we're not.
Are we really going to go there?
No, no.
I have to hurl all of a sudden.
All right. Enjoy the victory.
I guess this stuff does bog you down a little bit, I guess, if you're not, you know, in the right kind of...
Well, I mean, you know, it's like, it's just filling out the plot, and I mean, I don't have a problem with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't have a problem with this. I mean, it's part of the story. I mean, yeah. you need to get this part of the story. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, but at the same time, I mean, you know, it's like, the only reason I mentioned that about the first scene with them before you sort of find out what's going on is, I mean, that's it. So.
Mm-hmm. Mike, what do you think of that Jerry Rice poster over there?
I like it. Yeah. It's got to be like, what, 20 in that picture?
Oh, I got that in like 88. So, yeah, around there.
Mm. Amazing.
I thought that, you know, he gets pissed off and he just goes to the track.
Yeah.
Well, that's where he would go.
Right. I'm just glad they kind of showed that part of him, you know?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, like, you know, the way he's directed and written and played by Emile Hirsch, he's a full character. He's a fully realized character.
Right.
I mean, do you agree? Do you
disagree? No, I'm with you.
I mean, these are characters, given the source material it's coming from, these are characters that were not, you know...
But no, I mean, typically when you see, especially like a...
You know, a live-action version of like a Saturday morning cartoon,
you don't
expect the characters to be this well-developed.
Right, because, I mean, honestly, in the TV show, they're not that well-developed either.
Yeah.
Because the TV show is meant more so toys or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. It's the kind of thing. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to, like, you know, be a jerk when it says, but it's the kind of thing I would have liked, you know, with, like, you know, to see maybe in Transformers, you know, like, you know, with you know, I mean, like we're getting a big live action, big version of this Saturday morning cartoon we all love, and that's something I really would have liked to have seen in that movie, but we didn't get, you know. Wait a second, so he's not Rex?
No. Yes. I mean, does he look like Rex? No, he doesn't look like Rex.
Huh,
so, clearly, he's not.
No.
The Samuel music. The heart-breaking music. The emotional,
the touching,
sentimental.
Man-on-man. Well, not man-on-man, but...
Male-bonding music.
Scene. Man, oh man, that'd be a totally different movie.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be PG, that's what
you're... See, here's where the big brotherly wisdom comes in.
Yeah.
Like, in empty cliches and platitudes. And this is where I get from movies, since I'm an only child and I don't have a big brother of my own to impart.
It's okay, Brian. Let it out. Let it out, Brian.
This sort of wisdom on me. I have to get this from movies, whether it's Speed Racer or
Star Wars.
I don't know. I guess.
I love the look of the house.
Yeah.
Just the aesthetic of the house is just so cool. It's just so 60s. And
yeah, I mean, yeah, it really does go in with the decor of the 60s.
That's the part of movies that makes me, you know, just how many people go into, you know, technically everything and make every detail there.
Mm-hmm. So are you saying that's sometimes missing from our work, or...
Well, I know this is great. But I'm not wearing the same clothes, the same glasses.
There's somebody that would keep all my work.
Right.
Yeah.
My favorite part, like, when we got together to watch that the other night, my favorite part was, like, watching my sideburns go from here to, like, here. did you notice that? Like,
no.
When you're putting it all together, like, the stuff, like, we shot, like, you know, 2 years ago, and, like, you know, compared to, like, the stuff that we shot recently, you know, you literally watched my sideburns go from... You know, like, you know, just above my ear, like, just...
Well, I mean, you know, what about me? I mean, the 6 months that we were filming, like, the first part of it. It's like I was losing weight. Now I'm like considerably bigger than I was then. It's like, oh my God, I really look like that? But
there's the reconciliation between father and son. Enough to make you cry.
Well, it's following the formula, but it's not.
Oh, no. I mean, no, it's absolutely right. I mean, yeah, it works because it's performed so well. I mean, it's so sincere.
I mean, what is it really? Is it the direction? Is it the writing? Because that's the thing.
It's a combination.
But that's the thing. We saw a very similar, well, you know, kind of like, you know, not similar, but kind of is with like the Matrix sequels. You know, we saw them, you know, with the exact same filmmakers. We saw, you know, basically the same kind of formula go, or not necessarily the same kind of formula, but
no,
the same intentions.
Did they direct this movie?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was thinking it had more like a V for Vendetta thing.
They wrote and directed it.
It's got to be a combination of the three. I mean, you know, the writing is where it starts.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, it's like, you have to make sure that, you know, your thought process is in the right place, too. I mean, when, you know, it's like, what's the most important aspect of this movie? You know, here, you can tell that their most important aspect was the human aspect. You know, it's like, because they know all the visual stuff. They know how to do all the visual stuff.
Yeah, they know that.
They've got stuff. People do all the visual stuff for them. But it's like, you know, their first priority is making sure that the characters work. And I think that's part of the problem with the Matrix sequels.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, I mean, you know, the scope of everything just overshadowed everything.
That's kind of like another trilogy, I think. What trilogy is that? It's very similar, kind
of. Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Yeah.
No.
I can't remember. I can't put my finger on it, but there's a trilogy.
The Clerks trilogy?
Was that what it was?
The Clerks? Or no?
Because
the middle part of that was TV.
I guess it'll come to us at some point. Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. But you know. There's totally another trilogy that, like, you know, you didn't expect, you know, like, you know, it to suck as much as it did. I mean, like, yeah, but that would never happen with Star Wars, would it?
No, that would never happen. I mean, you know, like, people would go batshit crazy.
I mean, if that happened.
I mean, you know, going to all this crap about George Lucas raping their childhood. I mean, he already did that with Howard the Duck. Come on.
Which the special edition, by the way,
came out Tuesday. Yeah. I don't feel the need to buy it.
Well, wouldn't that be fun just to rent it though? Just the hell of a thing.
I would like to see it again just to see what I think of it now. But,
yeah.
Because I remember kind of enjoying it back in the day, but
yeah.
I think I like the new one.
I like the song they sang at the end.
Yeah, I think that was one.
But I was surprised when that's based on an actual comic book.
Yeah.
Which I was like, holy cow. But then I saw it in a comic book store and I was like, holy. I was like, did they make a comic book from the movie? But no, the movie was from a comic book.
Yep. Yeah, you give George Lucas far too much credit if you think he actually came up with that concept of a talking duck.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for the live action version of DuckTales. It can be done.
I hope it's not. I hope to hell it's not. So we're missing some really sincere, you know, big plot point. Hey, he gets to drive in the Grand Prix anyway. This is a great cue. I love this music.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just a great sequence.
Yeah.
Who was that woman? Why?
She was the sister of the driver they was racing with in the cross country.
Mm-hmm.
She was giving him his brother's, her brother's, certificate. Yeah, spawned the race.
Because he wasn't going to race because he had already gotten what he wanted, which is to win that leg so that his shares of the company would go up that, you know, his father owns, and then they could sell off.
Awesome. You have speed there, Mike?
Now they're rebuilding a car because evidently... What happened to the car after the Grand Prix? That's what I was always kind of wondering, because it's like, what happened? Well, like, there was no reason to take it out.
I don't remember feeling a gap when I first watched it, but now I feel a gap in terms of, like, why they were going to the car, so
yeah.
maybe we just missed it.
Unless when he was driving in frustration, unless he like really messed up the car, but
well, they're building the Mach 6 now, right?
Yes, but what happened to the Mach 5?
I mean, like, maybe this is just like, you know, maybe
just that dramatic effect.
I was gonna say, yeah. Like, you know, that could very. It's just.
I just want to do a montage.
Even Rocky had a montage.
Well, it's a cool montage.
It's a great montage. Great music. But, great montaging. Great.
We totally should have nominated for editing, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Think so?
Aren't you disappointed that Wally didn't win anything?
I am. You know, Wally totally should have gotten something.
I'm referring, of course, to Rod's constant repeating of things
during the Oscars when Wally had just taken an award.
Yeah.
This is like, you know, I don't know why they're building a Mach. I mean, Mach 6 is from is in the cartoon.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so.
Aww. So sweet. It is the extra low. I admit that.
They're chipping the car, testing it in production.
I love these kinds of scores. Like, you know, what's this style of music, Brian, would you say? It's like it's
action adventure.
No, but like there's a flavor to it that you don't hear in other action adventure movies.
I think it's Pomegranate.
Well done, sir.
Thank you. No, thing like, you know,
well done, sir.
Like there's a type of music that's being applied here that was also
you can't really take jazz or anything like
well,
that.
Well, I mean, like it was in Incredibles. You know, it's like it's a kind of score he did for Incredibles as well. That like you don't hear in another kind of action adventure movie. That, like, you know, it's just I'm just a big fan of that style. I was just wondering if it's a label or something, but
not really.
Sounds cartoonish.
Yeah, exactly. It's a little kind of cartoonish. It's kind of like, you know, acknowledging the movie's cartoonish, you know, elements without really acknowledging.
Do they ever hint at or uncover what year this is supposedly taking place?
No.
No. I think that was intentional as well.
Because the, you know, clothing and everything looks normal, but then technology is way advanced.
Yeah. But then, you know, like with the interior of the house is like, you know, totally 60s.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I'm assuming that was done to match the theme of the cartoon itself, which was.
Well, I mean, like that. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, well, you know, okay. There's another movie that I'm really fond of, like the style. You know, it's like. It's kind of random, but like, did you ever see that movie Mouse Hunt? Is it Gore Verbinski? Like that kind of like had a style that like I was in the aesthetic that I was like a fan of. It's like, you know, it's kind of timeless, but it's also kind of
right.
You know,
right.
This is kind of like a mixture. This aesthetic, I think, is kind of a mixture of futuristic with, you know, retro 60s kind of. I think that's basically what the style is.
Yeah.
That's the thing. This movie does not need a sequel in any way, shape, or form.
You probably won't get
it. I know, because I'm saying, like, you know, it's a complete story.
Yeah.
And every character gets... Every character, you know, I don't want to say every character gets their moment, but like every character serves, you know, the story in the way they should. You know, and it's like, and it's not like in every character doesn't like, you know, get a moment like, oh, this is the moment for that character.
Right.
You know, like every character serves the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are no loose ends. I mean, it's very self-contained.
Yeah, exactly.
Sort of along the lines of what I saw of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, the first one. Yeah.
And National Treasure.
National Treasure too is good.
No, I like National Treasure.
But it could have been two totally different movies.
But I didn't think there needed to be a sequel to it.
That's the thing. I mean, yeah. I mean, you could have very easily, saved the whole, Racer X Rex story for like something that could have been, But I do like how it's resolved at the end of this movie.
Oh, I do too.
Well, we shouldn't say too much because Mike hasn't seen this. So.
When are they going to make a Danger Mouse movie?
I don't feel that's in the works for somebody's mind.
there's a live action Tom and Jerry movie in the works, so.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding either.
God.
It's going to be done like the way Garfield and Scooby-Doo were made, done in live action.
Yeah, and those worked so well.
Yeah, exactly.
I think these races would be a little more legal without all the fighting.
Mm-hmm.
See, just as bad or worse than the 12th century. So.
What sport do you think, what modern-day sport would you say, is like this in terms of like danger, in terms of like, real kind of jeopardy,
I mean, it's sort of a combination of,
well,
I'd say probably Formula One with like extreme sports.
Yeah.
Or mixed martial arts, UFC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember Big Spike being on the road in Formula 41.
Yeah.
I never said that they were, but I mean, that would liven things up, actually. I had to go 250 laps missing those spikes. That would be hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
You should consider that. That'd be interesting.
I what was that movie with Jason Statham?
Death Race?
Death Race,
yeah.
I'd pay to watch that live.
I don't know about that.
Well, I'm saying, like, how far away do you think we are from something like that, actually, something like that? Is that probable?
I don't think our society is quite that nihilistic yet, but, I mean,
it's an interesting question.
It makes
for good discussion, I think. Like,
well, I mean, the whole idea of movies like that and, The Running Man were they were sort of like social commentaries on, like, how violence is accepted as, like, entertainment.
Yeah.
It's like,
What do you like, Gladiator?
Hmm?
Gladiator?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm yeah.
Do they have a video game to go along with this?
This is their one.
Sure,
what?
Yeah,
where's the Wii game?
It was,
Yeah, I'm positive on this.
It couldn't have looked this good, then.
It probably didn't, but I'm positive it was on this.
I am pretty sure with Hun Wii as well. I'm guessing it's compatible with the
There's a
Wii wheel.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame. Mm-hmm. I would like to see the Xbox and PlayStation 3. Because those are just better consoles.
Yeah.
The graphics would be a lot better.
Yeah. I really like the music throughout this whole entire ending. I think the ending has the best music.
Oh yeah.
Of the movie for me.
Well, the whole movie has.
Oh, I mean the whole movie has great music, but for me, the music, some of the music cues here at the end, I think are fantastic.
Oh yeah.
Well, particularly at the end, I mean, when the race comes to a close,
right.
That's just really. I mean, it really does. You know, in a lot of ways, it matches the score. You know, I mean, it's like how the score at the end of Star Wars just matched the story. So I don't know. I continue to just compare this to New Hope, and that I just look upon this.
I know we have a microphone here, okay. But picking it up, so
glad to hear it.
Yeah, we can tell. We can go back and see.
Can we do that?
How many times?
Can you seriously do that?
Not right now, but I mean, I can. Man, you ruined it for me. I didn't know what that was.
Could have been
potatoes. I don't know.
How did he know it was a spear hook?
Because that's sort of the idea is that's kind of an underground kind of illegal thing that I think most races are supposed to be familiar with.
Yeah.
I like how he exposes it.
Yeah, it's very cool.
This must have just been hard to storyboard. I mean, I can imagine storyboarding.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, it's just been almost impossible.
Yeah! Go Speed Racer.
Go Speed Racer.
Go Speed Racer, go.
bad man. You're a very bad man.
You're a bad man, Conan. You're very bad man. What have I done?
I was actually thinking, Seinfeld.
I was referencing.
You're a very bad man, Jerry Seinfeld. Very bad man. I'm sure whatever he said was quite beautiful.
We have these hits where everything is falling apart. but I thought it was cool that everything kind of fell apart after he kind of beat the main enemy guy.
Yeah. This is Luke using the Force to,
totally! Where did you come up with that?
I have no idea.
Wow! I never thought about Star Wars until now.
It just came to me.
I just
Luke was using the Force.
It's like when Obi-Wan,
destroyed the Death Star.
I know, totally. Wow.
Just let go, Luke. Let go.
See that coming.
Really? The squealing tires didn't give it away in the lead.
Now this part is just.
I love this music.
Well, I just love this whole part.
Yeah.
Well, that's that super booster thing or whatever it was he put in there. What
yeah.
That called?
It's as true about life as it is about racing.
I almost don't want to talk over this part because I love it so much. Because you basically know he's going to win. But it's
man!
It's how he wins.
Right. I have no reason to
watch
this. I
make your point, Brian. It's like
I have no reason to watch this. Yeah. Same one.
That's the thing. I mean, it's like he's going to win. You know who's going to blow up the Death Star. It's like, it's how it's pulled off.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're
That's
right.
That's what makes it interesting.
You're right.
It's like, how do you make a foregone?
How do you blow up the Death Star? Driving. How? I don't get it.
Anyway, it's like Anakin Skywalker's gonna turn into Darth Vader. But how do you make a yes, Brian, I know, that's a shock too, but She's not an Angus Skywalker Star Creator.
No matter how now you're going to
try to tell me this.
The Star Creator's father. And that, you know, Luke is Leia's sister.
Why would you argue?
Luke is Leia's brother.
Exactly.
I don't know.
I don't know. Luke could be Leia's sister. We don't know.
Anyway.
That'd be an interesting read.
Hell, are they talking about it?
No idea.
I love this scene. I love
it's really good. No, I mean, I completely see what you get. I mean,
it's very powerful.
No, I mean, the fact of the matter is, yes, you do know he's going to win in the end, but at the same time, it's like, you know, it is how well it's pulled off. And it's like, you know, this does, you know, to complete the Star Wars, you know, references, this is very much like the end of Star Wars. Star Wars.
Yeah.
And just sort of confirms that, who knows, maybe if episode one had been entirely about pod racing, it might have been better.
Who knows? You never know. I love that he's just in a trance. He's just in a zone. I love how that's gotten, how they get that across.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the visuals. That you get to the visuals, he's in a freaking zone. Right?
He's also going into it. Time warp like 2001 there.
No, but I just love that it's represented through the visuals that he is
in a trance.
I love the wheels now.
Yeah,
so awesome.
The Scott Hamill and the other control.
Who?
Mark
Scott Hamill. Thank you.
Scott Hamill probably.
Thank you. Good night.
I think that's Scott Hamilton, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Good night.
He's going to be a pregnant right now.
Really? How did we get to the apprentice?
I don't know.
How did we get to half the things we got to?
That right? Show used to be really good. Now it stinks.
All because of you, Ron. All because of you.
And damn proud of it, too. I like the dress for CRC.
Yeah. I like everything Christina Ricci is worn in this movie. It's just really beautiful and awesome. And
I like what she wears in Black Snake Bone.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, his father was wrong. Racing can change the world. And that's the actual moral of this movie.
Everybody should be a racer.
So I gotta race home, try to get enough sleep, get up in the morning.
Never. Mike, can you see this movie appealing to you? Like, you know, kind of like
I can see the movie fine. I can't hear it.
could you see this movie appealing to you if you're like 13, 14, maybe? Well, I guess maybe you're the wrong person to ask.
I'm not sure how to answer that. I mean, I think I enjoyed the movie, and I really liked the ending from what I could tell.
Yeah.
You know, I think watching it again.
This movie's so neat to see on high def. I wish I had it.
Yeah. Probably be easy to see if I'd be good. On Blu-ray, yeah, I think it's sweet. Do you think it's worth seeing in IMAX versus seeing it on?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And it's one of the
I was really glad we got to go to it in IMAX.
Mm-hmm. Wait a sec. Hold on.
Reveal.
Wait, what? What?
I think Darth Vader's Luke's father. Maybe it's just me, but I don't know. I think that's what they're getting at here. Maybe Han Solo is Luke's long-lost brother. From the planet Krypton. I don't know where that came from.
Where the heck did that come from, right?
So we have some plastic surgery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, does that mean Mr. X is his,
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And the music reveals it! The mournful, sad, but hopeful music.
That's the thing, like, this is the kind of crap that would be explored in a sequel that, like, you know, I'm glad we're not going to do.
Yeah.
Like,
so is he ever going to tell the family what to do?
The idea is, like,
he's not going to.
Well, so that's the sequel for you right there.
That's the really crappy sequel.
The sequel opens up, he just talks to them, and then it's over.
my dinner with Rex Racer.
That's right. They're going to go to Chili's. And then they're going to have a face-off between Speed Racer and what's his name from Talladega Knight?
Ricky Bobby.
There you go.
Or I want to be a fan! Brand.
That just happened!
That's fine.
Why?
That was a Talladega Knight.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right.
That just happened.
I'm going to jump all over you like a spider monkey.
Amy Adams was in that movie.
Yes, she was.
Wow. I never thought about that.
See, monkeys are funny.
Yeah.
That guy's been getting in this guy's way the entire movie. Scooting younger brother's a bad name everywhere.
Yeah.
Kids finally getting out and getting some exercise.
Fail for reveals. He is too pale.
That didn't deserve to be as funny as it was.
It's all of the delivery, my friend. All of the delivery.
I love this song.
Yeah.
I still like the end of Bowfinger better when they go to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do the fake first
ninjas. Yeah.
Yeah.
You like compare every movie we see from now on to Bowfinger, aren't you, Mike?
That's the only movie I've ever watched more than three times.
Yeah. Well, that was Back to the Future. Not the other
Back
to the Future.
Yeah.
More beloved, Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire.
I mean, more than 11, I know hit 3
I
mean, or 4.
I was going to say, like...
Yeah, I need to write those down.
Jerry Maguire, I'm sure hit 3.
No,
maybe
you
not
remember,
more than
3. Jerry Maguire's genius.
Yeah,
for your going away party, I was going to bring you the my best friend's wedding that we bought.
I was going to say, you guys remember when you guys came around my parents' house for some cheap computer maintenance, my dad gave you, like, I don't know, $15-$20 each, and, like, Dave... bought Jerry Maguire, Mike bought my best friend's wedding.
I don't remember going that. That's exactly what happened.
But
I remember us both liking the movie. Who is the guy that like is the gay guy in my best friend's wedding?
Rupert Everett.
That guy's genius. His role in that movie is genius.
He just came here to F me.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Somebody who got onto me for buying the movie can quote the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to say about that.
It's a funny movie.
I guess I shouldn't admit on tape that I actually bought it. You want that back? You want Jerry Maguire back?
I don't think I have Jerry Maguire download.
I think Carrie had it on DVD.
That's probably the type of thing where...
That's David Miles of Atlanta, Georgia.
Doesn't matter. They can't get you for owning copyrighted material, only for sharing.
Signing off.
Anyway, I guess we should note that this is Dave's last commentary with us for a while now, because he's going to be...
And will probably be the last one until, well, the next one that we do, which
I guess we'll try and get together for one for Christmas.
Yeah, I'll be able to
get... You know, I mean... Didn't we only do, like, one last year?
No, we've gotten to the point where we're really only doing one or two a year.
So... I mean,
and I think based on the comments that we've seen here tonight, that's more than enough.
Approximately two million per year. Brian's trying to come up with some about that.
I know. How are we in like rap speed racing now?
I love this.
This is
how
great.
I really like this,
dude.
This is like dance mix.
I'm gonna be up all night.
You feel like the kids like in the nightclubs, like you know, bumping and grinding to this song.
I do not need that in there. You bumping and grind to anything.
I'm just glad you didn't know me back in the day. Back in my bumping grinding days.
I'm kind of wishing I didn't know you now, but hey, you know? Where you are.
What are you going to do?
Alright. I need to get into practice. I mean, I'm I'm poking fun at you for two now, because Dave's gonna be gone.
No offense to Dave, but next time if we do one in between while Dave's gone, you're gonna get that Matthew gun.
Oh yeah. He'd be down for it.
I want to do one with Matthew and with Bucer.
Oh god.
Bucer, well, like
we'd have to rate it
like MC-17 and Bucer joined in. But
see, the thing is, it's like both of them would go for just watching a movie just randomly and just going to town.
Yeah, but that's why we'd be doing it. Not because we actually want to discuss it, but because we want to make fun of it. Which I don't think that's why. I shot that idea down because I just knew we wouldn't be as good at that as, you know, maybe say they would. Mm-hmm. That's why I shot the idea down.
Speak for yourself. Well, I think I can do pretty good.
Okay, but like, right. I mean, I wouldn't feel like I would have much to contribute to that. That's and I wanted to do something that I could contribute.
That would be an incentive.
Yeah.
Wow. Should we have signed off like 5 minutes ago?
Probably, but once we got started on the whole my best friend's Wayne Jerry Maguire thing, we probably should have.
What is causing the
Transformers?
What's causing the
I think there's actually some scenes happening back there.
Yeah, I think there are just some little like
that's intentional.
Yeah.
I thought it was magnets behind your television.
No, it's intentional. I love it though.
Anyway, I like the movie. I thought it was cool. I want to see it on Blu-ray. That's it.
Okay. Same here. Dave,
I just want
to try not to die.
Good luck.
I just want to hear the movie next time.
Cool.
And,
Val, you want to fire it up?
I mean, I've pretty much said everything.
I think we need to get
I love this movie. It's one of my favorites of last year, and you know, I'm really, glad we've been able to talk about it, even though we've gone all sorts of different directions.
Who's the guy that, like... I'm sorry.
No, it's pretty much done, okay. But yeah.
I was going to say, who's the guy that, like, Mike mistook for Mark Hamill? What was the other name?
Scott Hamill.
Thank you for reiterating.
I was going to make it Scott Hamill.
Thank you, Maxwell. Maxwell.
If you'll rewind your tape in 30 minutes, you will hear exactly what Ronnie Haynes is talking about.
I was going to make a lame Scott Hamill joke, but I was trying to remember the name that like Mike used on accent earlier. But
isn't it Scott Hamill?
That was Trent Maxwell, private investigator.
P.I.
Do you want to tell people a good place to download a movie legally?
Yeah, I want to tell them. I want to tell them we're signing off.
Okay, so on that note, yes, we do have
to
sign off.
Still in your house?
For now.
Until tomorrow? Are you giving away your bed, dude?
Dave, I'm gonna still become good friends with like the whole thing. I'm gonna just kill it because I got.
Okay, this is Brian Scowell here.
This would be Ronnie
Mike. Still talking. Big MC.
Okay. And this is Yahoo's with Mike Phone and peace. We are certainly proving that here, so signing off.
See you later. FBEEDRAM.